Absolutely not. I'm absolutely certain that it isn't right, because this scientific advice has a long history, in that we also got advice last year telling us the stock was up 40%. This year we get advice telling us the stock is down 60%. In 2002 they told us there should be a zero total allowable catch set. The following year it was 600,000 tons, they told us. So the science is all over the place. It's up and down like a yo-yo in relation to giving tack advice. I'm really annoyed that that this 92% was agreed on such spurious grounds.
We, of course, are very reliant on this sector, and, you know, there's been decimation there already. Given this latest announcement, what is the impact for us here in Ireland, or Donegal for that matter?
Well, blue whiting isn't our main pelagic fishery. Mackerel is our main pelagic fishery. But we had developed a very nice human consumption fishery over the last number of years. And indeed, the processors had been taking in quite a lot of blue whiting from other vessels other than Irish vessels, because we have a small percentage share of the blue whiting. And there was a considerable amount of blue whiting processed in Tilleabegs in 2009, and that opportunity won't be there in 2011 now for the processors. It isn't a huge issue for the catching sector, but nonetheless, this is spurious scientific advice.
Are there alternatives for the processors, or do you believe it will have such an immediate impact that we could see job losses, perhaps, other impacts like that?
I think it's going to certainly have implications for them. The season last year was considerably extended in Killybegs because of the blue whiting. All we can hope is that with the mackerel now moving further south, that there will be considerably more landings of mackerel from other member state vessels into Killybegs in 2011, which may ameliorate some of that situation. But nonetheless, We are determined as an Irish industry and as a European industry that this is spurious science, and it has to be sorted out once and for all. And it is really annoying and disappointing that the coastal states involved here, which involve the EU, Norway, Iceland and the Faroes, just blindly following the science, knowing that there's huge volatility and inconsistency in it. And it is, it certainly is, it's very disappointing from our point of view that they did that.